This is In Demand. I'm Stu Tolan, and tonight my star guests are Calvin Harris and John Newman. Hey, lads.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you?
Very well. How are you?
You're good. First of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
Number one.
So far, so good.
Have you seen it? Went to bed last night, it was number two. Woke up this morning, and it's number one.
Love it when that happens.
Yeah. That's amazing. Exciting. Amazing. I actually bought your track as well.
Did you?
Yeah. Second song I've ever bought my whole life.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
No, it's true. It's true. Well, you, when you work in radio, you know, you kind of just get the music. And I thought, really? I really
want
this. Even
when you were a kid, though, you just stole music in New Zealand.
Wow, we weren't really allowed music as a kid.
Really?
Yeah, we used to listen to a lot of the Salvation Army Brass Band. That was about our musical influences as children. Okay. So, yeah, congratulations.
What was the first song you ever bought?
The first song I ever bought, I think, was Green Day, When I Come Around. Wow. On a cassette.
Wow.
On a cassette. And I saved
I feel
up.
Honored.
Yeah. So this is your first digital track that you've bought?
Yeah.
So your iTunes has one song?
No, I've got lots of songs, but this is the first one I've actually
but
bought.
But if you go to Purchased in your little playlists, it's just our song that comes up.
It should be.
That's amazing.
That's incredible.
It's exciting. So I have to go number one.
Thanks very much.
It's 99p, thanks. No. I was hoping you might, you know, hook a brother up, but that's okay. That's okay. Now, the song, amazing. You wrote the lyrics, John. Mm. Calvin, you wrote the music.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about the song?
Well, yeah. He wrote the lyrics, I wrote the music.
Come on.
He sent me like a rough demo in the end of last year. And he said, do you want to work on a track? And the hook sounded really good to me. The verses weren't finished or anything. And we just went back and forth for a bit, just working on it. Then we met up, tweaked it for a bit, and then it was done.
And last night you played the iTunes Festival, and you looked like you're enjoying performing it.
It was amazing for me. I mean, I've walked on stage and done so many PAs, and it's kind of where I was brought up in the rudimental world, but it was on the next level there because it's with Calvin.
It's with Calvin Harris. It's
mental, yeah.
Yeah. And John, working with Calvin compared to like working with Rudimental and everyone else you've worked with, is his kind of style and his way of doing it a lot different? Is it more fun to work with Calvin?
I think it's his work ethic, like just how on it he is. It's inspiring to me that it's already like that as well, and just coming together, you know, things came together so quickly because he was on it. There was so many people in the music industry that are like, yeah, send me a tune, man. And then, you know, you start going, what's going on with this? You know, and I don't want to be that person that's like, come on, man, let's make a tune, and it could be a massive smash. And
yeah,
I'm not going to be a stereotypical top liner. So it was nice to work with somebody that had that drive and that was sending things back. And I was like, mate, like somebody that makes things flourish and blows your mind is incredible.
And you just flew in from LA for the show, and you're going home today.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Because LA your home now?
Yeah, I got to finish an album as well, so right. I've got to go back and work.
All right, are you taking John with you?
John is actually going, yeah, but not for that reason. He's working on his own thing.
All right. What are you doing over there, John?
It's coming towards the end of a campaign, so a new one has to begin, I guess.
That's right. Not too excited.
No, no.
Oh, God, I've got to go to LA, make some music.
No, no, wow. Because, no.
God, life sucks.
Making albums is stressful, man, until you've done it. And it's so, so, so exciting, but it's like, I know that I've got to, there's an album coming up, you know.
All right, are you flying over together? Are you on Calvin's
private? On the same flight, yeah, on the same flight. No, I'm talking about a private jet.
I was wondering if you had a private jet.
No.
No?
No, from London to LA.
Oh, I don't know.
That's not me.
All right. Will you be sitting next to John on the plane?
No, he's a bit annoying.
You've never done it with me.
I'm making stuff up to try and be funny.
But I think you're right. The thing is, I think you're right because he went very quiet there. John, are you quite annoying on a plane?
Yeah. I'm like, it's now 6 hours, 49 minutes and 32 seconds until I have a cigarette out of the terminal to go.
Is there pressure from your label to do a follow-up album?
I've started very early, but I've like got so much like of the concept, and I've done all the graphics and the art and everything, and starting to get a really deep feel for what I'm doing here as a project, and it's all getting exciting, man.
It's the only way to do it. Like, if you've got to take control of your own destiny. They maybe do one album that the label really helped out with, and then they sit back and they're like, well, what now? And they wait for somebody else to find them the songs and come up with the ideas, and it's like, that's not how it is now. You need to go out there and do your own thing. No one's ever put pressure on me for an album, which I think is the way to go. And I know when the right time to do it is, and I know when I've got a good song. So that makes sense to me.
We have some celebrity questions for you lads.
Love it.
All right, so just check the headphones on there. The first one comes from...
Celebrities.
Sam Smith.
You kidding? Really?
Why are you laughing?
I'm actually out.
No, sit right where you are, John. You might be able to help out here.
No, God, is it really for me, or is it just like a generic
question?
No,
this is really for you.
Oh, great.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Or maybe he wants to work.
Dearest Calvin Harris, I love him. He's amazing. First of all, how are you?
Good.
You've become very fit recently. How have you done this? How many times a week do you work out? And what do you not eat? I would love to know. Will you be my personal trainer, please?
Oh, that's a bit. Sambo. That's a bit.
That's a lot. Firstly, that's a lot of questions.
Right.
Just don't eat bad food. It's very simple. Like when I was maybe until about the age of 25, I think it'd be okay to eat burgers and pizzas and drink beer and all that kind of stuff. As soon as you stop doing that. And now I just kind of eat. I'm like, I eat the plainest food, like plain chicken, steamed vegetables, steak, eggs.
How do you like your steak?
Cooked slightly, like medium rare, in a pan, coconut oil, and that's how you do it.
All right. Would you like to be his personal trainer? Have you got any time for that?
No.
Right. Okay. Here we go.
No, I don't.
All right. Your next question comes from Labyrinth.
Hey, this is Labyrinth. My question to Calvin Harris is it true that you have a full-size bar in the middle of your house?
You told him that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't drink anymore, though, so it's really more for other people.
You don't drink at all?
No.
Why did you stop that?
Well, you know what? You get a lot more done.
Yeah.
If you think about every time you go out, you lose, like, well, the time that you were out and then the time it takes to recover.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be, like, 2 days almost, maybe a day and a half. And when I'm finishing an album, when I'm working on something, I don't want to compromise, like, the power.
You're going to drink after that, aren't you?
Yeah.
Geez, that first night's going to be a good one when you...
Yeah, you know what? It was like...
Cheap night out.
I remember the first time I drank after the last time I stopped, I was like, wow, I got really boring. So one shot of tequila, I was like, life is incredible. Yeah.
Enjoy LA, John.
Cheers, man.
And good to see you again, Calvin.
Thanks for having us.
All the best for the single and the record. How far away? Obviously, you're still working on it. You've got a date anytime?
I've only got one more song to do.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I just finished one with Ellie Goulding. I think that's going to be the next single, which is like really... I'm excited for people to hear that, actually. It's good. And then, yeah, I think November is going to be when that album comes out. So right. I'm excited to get that out.
Bring it on. All right, thanks for coming in tonight.
Thank you.
John Newman, Calvin Harris.